Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Ah! Every morning on Alice.
97.3. We are. We are. It's Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Just starting to feel the effects of that San Francisco Bay coffee. Delicious.
Yeah, I need it. I was out late.
Well, was it Christina's birthday?
It was.
Celebration?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go on a special romantic date, or were the girls involved?
No, the girls had CYT, but we just went to dinner. Nothing major.
What'd you eat?
Have you ever heard of it's funny because I have two different sides of our family are different sort of Italians or different things they like to eat or make.
Mm-hmm.
Cipino. It's a fish stew soup.
Delicious.
So my mom never made that.
Oh.
Doesn't like it.
Oh.
It's not part of her childhood, but my dad's family made it and it was a thing. So anyway,
Do you like it?
I like it okay. I think it can be really good.
Oh my God, I also think
it can be
just like tomato soup with a bunch of mussels thrown in.
So smelly. Oh, like
got to be really good.
It's gotta be, yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's the deal.
Mm hmm.
Bad seafood, bad Cipino.
Yeah, that's it.
Chipotle.
It's not Chipotle. Anyway, so we tried that, and no surprise, Christina was like, this is great. Do you like it? I love it. It's so good. I was like, yeah, I'll have a clam. And she was just
mowing through.
It was right up her alley. So
John,
that was great.
If Cipino's on the menu, John will get that.
He loves it.
Well, when it's good, it's good. But you're not wrong. He's done it and gone.
Fish. It's great when it's good.
When it's great.
And it's when it's medium, it's not good enough.
Right. Only good fish, please. I just want the good fish.
So we had some Cipino and we had big salads.
Oh, nice.
And
what'd you go, Caesar?
Caesar. Yeah.
Man, I do love a Caesar.
It was good.
Just nothing to it.
You know, they throw a lot of purple lettuce in Caesars now. Have you noticed that?
I haven't.
No.
Lots of...
they do their own. It's like their own spin on it.
It's like the trend seems to be.
Mm. Just some tasty anchovies in it.
I'm sure they were in there.
I think they're in the dressing.
Oh, sometimes they'll put it in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. I'll order if those are available. I'm getting those.
You get them.
Oh, yeah.
You are a fish guy, though.
I am a fish guy.
Like, you are about to go home and eat so much fish, huh?
I know. I'm going to have, I'll have at least.
Home for her.
Home for me is the
Mill
East
Valley,
Coast.
But also.
Yes. I've actually lived in California longer than I've lived anywhere else.
And yet,
home is Massachusetts, the South Shore. And I will get a lobster. I'll definitely try to find a clam shack. We'll see. I'm sure. My cousin lives just south of Boston in this town called Duxbury, which has this incredible beach. It's just great. I love going there, and I love the people there, and I love the food there. And I'm really happy to be going back while it's 1 degree out.
Well, you know,
we went through our ski stuff trying to find things to wear.
It is winter.
It's like the coldest winter in so long.
Oh, that's good.
Mm. It's great. We're going to go out to dinner with them on my cousin and his wife, Madeline, on Saturday. So that'll be, otherwise we probably wouldn't have gone out for Valentine's Day. It's a hard day to get a good reservation. And it's a Saturday. So it's even more difficult.
I hate to say that I feel like most couples, I can't talk for anybody else. It does feel, especially since she just had her birthday last night, it feels very nuisance-y. Like, oh, geez.
And this too.
And now we got this backing up the birthday. Woof.
Well, now that you have three Valentines at your house.
Aw.
You can do why don't you say, for Valentine's Day, I'm making you dinner and you each get a daisy.
I'll back up that obnoxious statement I just made with this.
All right. Let's hear it.
Because I really don't care about Valentine's. My God. my youngest daughter got brought up for an award yesterday, and I was never gonna make it. The award show was at like 10:30, and
what did she win?
Well, she got this like I can't remember the exact title, but as the teacher starts explaining how my daughter is always the first person to give compliments and come up with plans to write things to friends who may be down, and she writes things, the teacher going, she also writes nice things to me. I'm sitting there in the restaurant with tears running down my face, listening to the speech the teacher's giving with my daughter sitting right there, holding her award and like beaming smile on her face as this teacher's just, it's what you would hope someone would say about your kid.
Aww.
You know what I mean? Like, yes. I'm just sitting there going,
so proud.
Like, tears down the face, how's your salad? I'm like, it's great. it was really nice. I had a little moment.
And was Christina also crying into the Chipino across the table?
She was at the show.
Oh, so
she recorded the video.
I see.
And I was like,
that was happening live while you were.
No. She recorded the video earlier in the day, and then while we were eating, she goes, "Oh, you didn't get to see the presentation. Here's the video." And her teacher just starts, man, I got a good kid.
Aww.
Or the teacher lies. I don't know. I mean, I think the kid's
was
pretty
it
good,
like
though.
A bunch of class superlative? Like, what was this just like a random, we're going to honor you today because you're so good at honoring others?
No, but they do have that sort of, do you remember getting those kind of little ribbons?
Yeah, like avid reader or most helpful.
Yeah,
or,
that kind of
know,
stuff.
Yeah.
So they still do that. Okay. And except there's no ribbon, and it was just a pre-designed sort of thing that there were probably other kids that won stuff, but hearing her be thoughtful of others and always praying for someone who's having a rough day.
She's it's so cute. Aww.
She has empathy. She's someone who if you go, ow, she'll go, are you okay? Do you need help? And I'm always like, oh God, where did we get this one?
She's a sweet girl. That's Hulk baby too.
That like, is
you
Hulk
think
baby.
She'd be, you know, bombastically making her way through the world. And she's like, I mean, caring about other people is not innate to children. No one is as selfish as children.
Right.
You little punks. But sometimes there's that kid that is just looking to see who got left behind, looking to make someone's day a little nicer. That's lovely, Vinny.
It was very nice. And so there was a moment at the restaurant where I'm just like, Jesus, I'm crying in a restaurant. What a fool.
Not something a dangerous criminal would do, or a dangerous character.
Crying in a restaurant?
Well, I was about to say, Bob, that we're all multi-layered and there's plenty. Yes.
You're an onion.
Edie can be very sweet and empathetic and nice and caring. She also is the youngest and will be the first one to go, no. And you're like,
where'd she get that from?
That's so weird.
Yeah. I
it's almost like a nice person and kind of a stubborn person had a kid together.
I don't have anybody in my life that just says, no, not doing that.
Yeah, I don't know anybody like that either. That's weird.
All right, guys. Anyway... How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Yeah. Today's a big day. We're packing for our trip. But last night, John makes these chicken meatballs. And so we had some left over from Sunday from the Super Bowl. That was our Super Bowl meal.
But it's with pasta too, right?
Well, when he makes the first round of it, yes, it's basically spaghetti meatballs, but with these super juicy chicken meatballs. So they've been sitting in the fridge for a couple of days, just sitting in the sauce. Whatever was left over. Mm-hmm. And so we made meatball subs with them last night. And it was so good. Like, I was thinking about them on my way. Surprise. I was thinking about food already today.
Oh, gosh.
I was just sitting there thinking about them on my way into work today. And they were just so good. He does the provolone cheese. You know, we toast the buns. And then he puts the provolone cheese down. And then the hot sliced meatballs on top.
Kind of bread.
Well, we bought like Safeway Dutch Crunch rolls, and they were so terrible that I was like, go back to the store and get other rolls. I'm not wasting this. These are off. I don't, Safeway, what is going on? It was like they were covered in like a weird cakey flour thing. And then they were kind of stale, even though the date was, I think they were made on Tuesday or something. I was like, what?
The Safeway. Way you said that, that was really, so did he go, sir, yes, sir.
I looked at him. I'm like, well, we could have these on regular bread, but
no.
And he's like, all right, I'll be right back. So he went and just got like, you know, French rolls or whatever. Just sub for a sub. So it was just delicious. And frankly, that's what's on my mind today. I have no other problems or situations to discuss.
Is that true?
Yeah, sure. Right?
Wow.
I mean, doesn't everybody have like, that's the thing about life. You have your little circuit. It's like a little lazy Susan in your head. It just keeps coming. Oh, that problem. Oh, that problem. Oh, that thing I got to do. Oh, this, you know, it's just, oh, look, let me check my schedule. zoom, goes around and around. And that is why, what were you talking about the other day that you listened to? Oh, you guys are saying they put on their comfort shows
mm-hmm.
and just listen to the audio from them. Mm-hmm. And it's great. That's, you know, I love to listen to something like someone telling me a story. Vinny, did you say you had like a bedtime story app, like sort of stories that go nowhere that are told in a gentle voice?
I have the Calm app, and I've been in search of a routine that works for more than a few days.
Mm.
I've not found that yet. So I have these things that I'll do and it'll go great. And I'll be all, I think I found my new thing. This is going to be it. And I try to duplicate it. And it'll work for a couple days and then something, I don't know, and then it wears off and it doesn't work anymore. The Calm app does have great stuff. Audible is also a place where if you have any books, you can just put those on. If you've done any reading on sleep problems, what you will find is as soon as you start saying, I've got to get to sleep, and you start trying to sleep,
might as well get up.
You're toast.
Yep.
It's like you've got to find that thoughtless groove of
I do my routine and then I get in my bed and the room is arranged exactly as I like, you know, it's and I know that we talk about sleep all the time, but it's because we get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, our schedules
are
weird.
As I'm like, you know, stomping my feet and going off to bed at 6:30 in order to give myself the opportunity for 8 hours,
right,
which I never get. That's, you know, it's just such a looming thing in our lives. So it is great to find something that works.
But the truth is, that's been with me the whole time. I actually love doing this still. I do think that a big part of what I'm having trouble with is that I'm excited like a tot, like a little freaking kid.
And what will happen tomorrow?
I just can't, like, just go to bed. Mm. You're going to be there in the morning. You've been there at, like, it's another day.
Yeah.
Mm. I just lay there and think, what new hell will life throw on me tomorrow?
Oh, you have had a year already. My God. All right. Let's listen. If you're having one of those years, you can write us your problems. I would like to say, if I just briefly, thank you so much to our incredible listeners who are not just using badadvice973 @gmail.com to send us their problems, which are great. I have a couple really good ones for this week. But also, they send me alerts on there. Thank you for that. I'll look through it. I'll be like, oh, there's all the big stories from yesterday. Thank you so much.
Oh.
And just general contact stuff. Oh, who are you smiling at?
I'm just checking our YouTubers while you're telling your story.
So thank you. We have some good, bad advices. If you're having a day, you can send your problems to us and we'll pick them apart.
What did you say? What fresh hell?
What fresh hell
awaits?
Yeah, what fresh hell will life throw on me today?
Mm. Well, maybe as the CEO of a podcasting company, you'll get that honey of a podcast that falls right in your lap, the one that's going to make your brand.
What fresh heaven will life shower on you today? Golden showers from above.
Wait a minute.
Where's my golden shower?
Well, maybe it's going to happen today.
That took a turn.
I know. I don't know what has happened. I was trying to
just picturing all the good things, all the golden things showering down on him. It's fantastic. All right. Guess what? Bob's Movie Club is next.
Oh, good.
This is a big one. Bob's Movie Club. right after this. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Vinny, Alice Moore Show. Here's a song.
Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Alice, 97.3.
Hey. All morning.